just wanted to give an example of something that it was just referenced in terms of these ambiguities with the code sections. I don't know if anybody from Killian's here, but in the American Home Mortgage, and you should take a look at site 379, Bankruptcy Reporter 503. This shows you the extent of that people will analyze, you know, these safe harbors and make cases out. In the Killian case, or home mortgage case, I should say, Killian was a buyer of mortgage loans under a repo agreement, and Killian, of course, was trying to, you know, exercise its right to close out the contract and enforce its rights under the underlying, you know, mortgage loans. And the court, you know, obviously held that they could do that. I mean, they fit within the exception, and, you know, so why are we litigating this, and why are we even talking? The challenge there, and ultimately the court held that that the loan servicing provisions of the repurchase agreement, which were sold on basically a servicing retained basis, were actually severable from the repurchase provisions themselves, and therefore were not a repurchase agreement and were not eligible for the safe harbor. And so accordingly, the, you know, the servicing provisions did not qualify for any of the exceptions to the bankruptcy code. So people are going to look to the actual instruments themselves, look at really what's happening here, and then try to analyze whether, you know, the components of that very agreement, regardless of what it's called and regardless of what part of the agreement might purport to do, what really in fact happens, and whether or not the parties ought to be entitled to the relief under that exception. And I think you're going to see a lot of that because, again, I think the code provisions, while certainly, you know, trying to advance some sort of interest of allowing transactions to close out, notwithstanding, you know, the bankruptcy of the debtor, you know, smart people out there will then, you know, litigate a lot of these things, and this is going to be a real money machine for somebody.
Well, one of the places you find this also is that on a real-time basis, people will not complete transactions sometimes without some comfort orders, in a sense, by the courts. And so you end up on a real-time basis in a very short period of time having be asked to decide novel, complex issues. And we can't, at this point, I know there's very little comfort as to where those things come out, or ultimately different judges come out, and then it goes up, and we'll see where it is. But that's what happens in a lot of those.
Tom Hanisick, could you briefly tell us where we are right now?